This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. President Obama is set to meet with the presidents of Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador today to talk about the influx of young migrants crossing the U.S. border. As we reported yesterday, more than 57,000 children have migrated to the United States since last October alone. Dan Bobkoff looks now at what options the leaders have to address with the crisis.
The unaccompanied children come to flee poverty, gangs, and drug cartels. There are more migrants than cots for them to sleep on. Cindy Arnson directs the Latin American program at the Woodrow Wilson Center.
There's lots more that can be done to beef up border enforcement, but the real long-term solution is to address the main drivers of migration.
Drivers like ineffective institutions, poor security, and lack of opportunity. The president has asked Congress for more than $3 billion to deal with the immediate issue, most going to border enforcement and immigration courts. Arnson expects the Latin American leaders to say the U.S. has a shared responsibility in solving the crisis. Karen Masallo of the UC Hastings College of Law hopes the conversation is candid and honest.
The smart answer to this situation is to address the root causes in a sustained and smart way with foreign policy and economic policy.
But it's up to Congress to decide whether it will approve anything at all this summer. I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.